There is, as Rabbi Brand mentioned, a major inyan to learn on Leil Hoshana Rabbah, at least some of the night at Yeshivat HaKotel. Actually, every year they have an all-night learning program. Some people stay up all night to learn on Leil Hoshana Rabbah. And there's an all-night learning program there. Hundreds of guys from all the yeshivas come. They have Rashirim, a bunch of different rabbim. It's a really special thing. So thank you all for coming, making it out, especially on a Bears football night. I know it can be hard sometimes for some people. But I appreciate you all coming. And it's a great sugya we're going to get to learn together. So, as hopefully everyone saw, at least the first couple of Makoros, the Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Beitzah that says pretty explicitly, it is usur to dance, to clap, or to make any beat with any other body part. You do head, shoulders, knees, and toes. You do the hokey pokey. Sounds like that would be a problem. It's pretty explicit. However, as many people have seen in source 2, there is a Tosfos there. A very short Tosfos, but a very, very powerful, impactful one. And Tosfos there says that even though the Gemara starts out saying it is totally usur, the Mishnah says it, and the Amoraim say it, and in source 3, there's a story in the Gemara where Rav Menashe and Ula go so far as to say the person is Chayv Misa, he was Mechalel Shabbos, just for knocking on a door. So it is very, very clear that it's usur. Tosfos says that is not applicable anymore. Why? Because we don't know how to, I don't know about the rest of you, I can't pull out a harp from nowhere and start making it, and I wouldn't have that mind, and if I'm middle of a kumzitz or something like that, to pull out some instruments, I wouldn't know how to fashion an instrument from scratch. Tosfos says, in the times of the Gemara, okay, they were Bekiyin, they were experts in doing that. The rest of us, we're not anymore, so it's not a problem anymore. So, two things we need to preface with. The first is that the whole reason it is usur to even dance is because it's usur to play instruments, which is usur because maybe you'll come to fix the instrument. Maybe you'll come to fashion it out of nowhere. Maybe you'll come to tune your guitar. You'll come to do something to fix it. And that would be a problem of makeh bepatish, or mesaken mana, where you are fashioning a utensil and you are finishing a utensil, making it ready to be used, and that's an issur d'oraisa. So that's number one. So that sounds like a gzeira l'gzeira. You have gzeira A, not to play any instruments because maybe you'll come to fix it, and then gzeira B is that you can't even dance because maybe then you'll play instruments, which maybe then you'll fix. So the answer brought down is it's one gzeira, kulachad gzeiri. It comes up a lot of times in the Gemara. It's one gzeira. It's one long gzeira. It's all part and parcel of it. It's not one and two. It is 1A, 1B. That's number one. Number two, Tosfos raises a huge problem. In Halacha, we have a concept of, and the Beis Yosef in source 6 in the Hebrew-only package, the Beis Yosef says, this is on the tour in Shin Lamed Tes, the Beis Yosef says, we know that we have a concept. Even though Batla Sibasa, or Batel Atam, Lo Batel Agzera. So Tosfos says, the reasoning no longer applies because we're not experts anymore. So therefore, the gzeira goes away. But the Beis Yosef says, we have this all over Shas. There is a huge, huge problem with this, Tosfos. Because how on earth could you say that we can just get rid of the gzeira? Just because the reasoning is gone, that doesn't mean that we can get rid of the gzeira itself. So we're going to see a couple more answers later on. But the Beis Yosef's answer, for those who didn't see, the Beis Yosef's answer is that Tosfos is medam ulei lemashkin megulim. There is a halacha in the Gemara, in Maseches Brachos, that the Gemara says you cannot leave liquids uncovered overnight. Why? Because maybe a snake will come and put its poison into it, you'll drink it, and you will die. So a lot of the poskim write that a lot of the poskim, the Rishonim and the Achronim, they say that no longer applies. We don't live in areas where snakes are found. Because it is so not shayach, it is so not matzoi, it is so not common for this to happen. So therefore, it is totally okay. So that's the Beis Yosef's answer for Tosfos. That the same reason that applies there, that it does not apply anymore, there is no snakes. So too here, we don't have people just pulling up musical instruments at every kumzitz and every time they feel inspiration. If we see the source 4, the Rambam... quotes goes straight from the Gemara. And he adds on a few things. But number one is, the number one important thing that we have to see is that the Rambam, Paskins like, it says Rabba, that's the Girsa in the Gemara, but really a lot of the footnotes say to change it to Rava. In source 3, when we have this story of someone knocking on the door, and Rav Menashe says he should die, and Rabba says, no, or Rava says, Lo asru ela kol shel shir. Only a musical noise is problematic. It's not that you can't make any noise at all on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's you can't make a musical noise. So I can't make a beat. I can't knock on the door in a nice, you know, beat way like a lot of people do that. I was saying that my stepdad does it a lot. He likes to make a nice beat. You do something when you're something creative when you're knocking on a door. So that's the only thing that's problematic. However, other things would not be problematic. Just knocking on a door stom or clopping on the bima to get everyone quiet. Those things would not be a problem.
Why is that even a problem?
Why is what a problem?
Knocking on a beam on a door knocker.
It is part of the same exact gezeira.
You don't use a door knocker to make music.
Oh, so that is addressed by the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef says in source 5, it's a very good question, if everyone sees source 5 in the Beis Yosef, he says that Yesh Lomar de Afal Gav Desvirele Karava, even though we hold like Rava that only a kol shel shir is a problem. But miyuchad lekach, when something is miyuchad, when something is designated only to make a noise, so a door knocker is only designated to knock on the door. That's the only thing it's meant to do. The only thing it's meant to do is to make a noise on the door. When it's miyuchad lekach, then we are chashinon, we are concerned, shem yechad vin lashir. He's going to see the door knocker, and he's going to about to make the noise, and he's like, hey, I'll make a nice beat right now. Right, when you're knocking on the door, you don't necessarily have the difference there is that when you're knocking on the door, you don't necessarily have the intention of making a sound, you don't have the intention of making a beat. When you have something that's right there in front of you to make a sound, people drum their fingers all the time. People are like ready to make a noise all the time when they have an object in front of them to make a noise. So if you have the object with you right there, you have the door knocker, then we're concerned that maybe that's going to be a problem.
One of the essential parts of music is different notes. And with a door knocker, you clearly can't make different notes.
That is an essential part of music, but if I just beat on a table, that's going to be enough to make a beat. Like, I can make any beat right now by knocking on the stender.
Granted, no one would make a song from no notes.
I would disagree. If you've listened to Queen's We Will Rock You, that's all it is. Right there. There's no notes. And everyone gets into it.
It is a great song.
It's a great song. So. It does evolve a little bit, but there's no notes there. That was the chiddush. That was the galus of that. But that's one example. I appreciate it. So if we move to the Beis Yosef in source 6, so that was number one. Was that Tosfos is medame to Mashke Megulin. That's number one. Number two is that he quotes a Ma'ari Kolon. B'shorish Tes, B'shem Rabbeinu Hai. This is going to get quoted later on as well. Rabbeinu Hai going in his Shorish Tes says that B'simchas Torah mutter l'rakid. This is obviously the title of this year. Big title, big cover page was we're talking about Simchas Torah specifically. So we're going to go through the whole sugya of dancing and clapping on Yom Tov in general. But when it comes to Simchas Torah, it is mutter l'rakid. That's number one. So that's our first heter there. Even if we're assuming that it is usher, as so far we have seen the Gemara, Rashi, Rambam, and the Tor, and the Beis Yosef have all seemed to run with that, while Tosfos, on the other hand, said it doesn't apply nowadays. So if we're assuming that, that doesn't apply on Simchas Torah, it is Mutter L'Rakid Mishum Kavod HaTorah. There is another answer coming back to Tosfos's, Arkasha and Tosfos. Arkasha and Tosfos was, to remind everyone, was that when you have a Gezeira, how can you then try and get rid of it? Even if batla si basa, batla hatam, if the reason no longer applies, lo batla takanta, we don't get rid of the takana. So if we're going to flip a little bit to source number 10, the Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein, has another heter. He has a very fascinating heter that I have never seen anywhere else in halacha. I can't say it doesn't exist anywhere else. But Rav Moshe writes that since it's Yadua, he says, Shekol ha-chachavim sheba'olam, hayu maskim in lahatir, me'ach she'ovrin, that all of the great, all of Chazal, all of the sages throughout the generations were maskim. They all agreed we should say it is mutter to do these things, namely to dance and clap and everything on Shabbos and Yontif. Ukazin on Sha'af Kishaya Tam, even when the reason applied, right, even in the times of the Gemara, in the times of the Amoraim, where everyone said it applied, no one disagreed with that. Amru Shulimchos, Kadesh Yurak Shogin Velomizidin. We said, the Gemara said that they should not make a macha, they should not rebuke them, so that everyone can just be b'shogeg and not b'mezid. We see, Adina Mizeh, we can see from that, she'im haya efshar lebat latakana, b'loya klal eser, hayuvadai rotzim b'zeh. If they could have, they would have gotten rid of it. And so therefore, Ramosha concludes, so therefore, v'lachein, k'neshen estale katam, shol nechshav, k'pashta gam achshav, she'efshar lebatel, k'shayu nimnu maskim, nechshav, it is considered, their Moshe says that since we can clearly see that they didn't want to make this usher, even in the times of the Gemara, and they said, don't tell anyone it's usher. Mutav Shiyu Shogin, they wanted to get rid of it. They couldn't, because it was a gezeira. They couldn't get rid of it in their time. But even so, they clearly wanted it to be gone. So therefore, nowadays, where it for sure doesn't apply, he's quoting Tosfos, he quotes Tosfos earlier in the Tshuva, therefore, it should be totally mutter. And it's as if they all gathered together, all the chachamim of all generations and all of Chazal got together, and it is as if they were mevatel gezeira. So it's a fascinating chiddush by Rav Moshe. That is answer number two for Tosfos. There is an interesting discussion, I mentioned with my chavrusa a few minutes ago, that he mentioned the point of, what about just taking a musical instrument and you don't have any Kavana for sheer. You just start strumming. I'm not musical at all. If I just took a guitar, I would not know what to do with it, and it would not sound like music. Would that be a problem? So the Shaar Ephraim and the Eliyarabba and the Bir Alocha, all in Simon Shin Lamentes, all the Achronim there on the Shulchan Aruch, they all write that even according to Tosfos, grabbing a musical instrument would be aser, because that is the actual Gezerah. Tosfos, the first Gezerah, like we said there was one A and one B. The first Gezerah was no playing musical instruments, because maybe he'll come to fix it, and maybe he'll come to tune the guitar, you'll come to fix a string, whatever it is. So if you come to do one of those things, that would be an Issur D'oraisa. So even Tosfos would agree that only dancing and clapping and things like that, things of that nature, where you're not actually grabbing a musical instrument, only those things would be mutter. But when it comes to an actual musical instrument, that is a problem. That everyone would agree, l'kulei alma, you cannot grab a musical instrument no matter what. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, and even on Simchas Torah, they say. So Rav Moshe is talking about any Shabbos. If we see the last line of Rav Moshe in his tshuva, he says, "Zehu mashenir latarit shitas atosos v'ramah." We'll get back to the Ramah. The Ramah paskind like Tosfos. Shekatzav shenagu lahakel, that you can be mekel. Aval, we're going to come back and we'll see it inside, just so we all have clarity on what exactly they say. Kevan shel mechaber palig, since the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo, was cholik on that, he disagreed with the Ramah, and he said it's totally aser. V'tam atosos enu barur, and he admits, my reasoning for Tosfos isn't so clear, it's not the greatest reasoning. Haya min aroi lahachmir l'chol apochus abali nefesh. It's min aroi, it is better to be machmir and not to dance or clap or do any of these things on Shabbos and Yontif, l'kol ha'pachos, l'bali nefesh, at least for bali nefesh, whatever that means. That's hard to, it's not for now. Aval ledina, ha'chazin on shemekilin. But ledina, when it comes to the bottom line, me'ikar adin, ha'chazin on shemekilin. And Ramosha in the tshuva earlier quotes that he saw many gedolim, many talmid chachamim who were makel on this, that they all clapped and danced. So there is definitely what to be sobech on, at least according to Ramosha. If we jump back to source number 8 in the Shulchan Aruch, source number 7 in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shim Lamed Ches, we see he's dealing with right now clapping and dancing, or mostly making noises when it's not Derech Shir. And the Ramah there, if you see the Haggah, which means the Ramah there, writes, V'chein im lo oven maisa shari. If he doesn't do any action, any physical action with his hands, it is totally mutter. V'lachein, someone who's trying to grab his attention from his friend. He sees his friend across the street or whatever it is, and he whistles at him. You whistle with your mouth like a tzipor, like a bird. That is totally mutter. Someone once asked Rav Willig, Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita, about whistling on Shabbos. It was on Shabbos. It was a Q&A in Mor Shakolo. They asked him, is it mutter to whistle on Shabbos? And Rav Lehi just started whistling. He's like, you mean like that? So it's Beferish in the Ramah. The Ramah says that to make a noise with your mouth without any action with your hands is totally mutter. In Sif Beis, he talks about Amir La'akum. We're not going to deal with that now. But that's the main heter of the Shulchan Aruch in the main heter of the Ramah in Simon Shimla Ches. And the Shulchan Aruch in the top line had said, Ashmas kol b'kli shir aser, to make any sound with a musical instrument is aser. Aval hakish al adela sukiyotu b'zeh, but to knock on the door, shinu derech shir, when you're not trying to make any musical sound, any musical beat, that is mutter. The Mishnah Berura there on Shimon Lamaches, if you look at Sif Katan Vav on the next page before we get into Shin Lamates in source 8, right on top of that, he says, he quotes a machlokas between the Taz and the Shach. What about, it's a very interesting nafkamina that comes off from this, what about putting bells or a crown on a Sefer Torah? A lot of shuls do that. So the Taz says, that's not okay. You're making a noise. And you're making a noise with intention. Because what's your intention? For people to know the Sefer Torah is being brought out, and they'll all stand up, and they'll show cover for the Torah. And the Shach says, no, that's goofa why it's allowed, because it's Mishum Kavod HaTorah. The same way, by Simchas Torah, it's mutter. So that's an interesting machlokas. The Minhag Olam is to be Mekel. The Mishnah Berurah writes that we are Mekel. He quotes other Achronim, the Eliyahu Rabba says, you shouldn't be Mekel. But the Mishnah Berurah comes out, we should be Mekel because you are not mechaven lashmia kol shel shir. You're not being kol shel shir, and it's mishum kavod haTorah, the same reason that we have for Simchas Torah. So therefore, it is totally mutter. The Shulchan Aruch in Sin Shimon Lamates now goes straight into the three things that we have mentioned in the Gemara multiple times, and the Rashi mentioned, that you cannot clap, you cannot hit your hand against a body part to make a noise, and you cannot dance. And the Ramah there, and that's what Ramosha had said before. Exactly like Ramosha promised, the Mechaber had said that. And he quotes, like the Rambam, he says pretty much like the Rambam, straight, that you cannot hit on anything, you cannot hit on a board, you cannot hit on a table, you cannot hit your fingers together, your hands together, you cannot try and get a child quiet when you're doing it in a musical way. But the Ramah there mentions two reasons why we are Mekel. Number one, he says, Mutav Shiyu Shogin. It is better that they should be the shogeg. They should do it by accident without knowing. And if we told them, they'd do it anyway. So that doesn't sound like such a great limud zchus for us. It sounds a little bit like we wouldn't listen. Sounds a lot of it like we wouldn't listen. And doesn't sound like it's so great that you would do it. Doesn't sound like a great reason to be mekel. But then the Ramah there quotes the Tosa. It says, V'yesh omrim de bizmana zeh ha'kol shari de'en anu mekiyin basiyas klishir v'lekele migzar. Quotes exactly like Tosos. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Ches quotes what we saw before from Rav Haigon. Uviyom Simchas Torah, mutter l'rake b'shash om kilusim de Torah. When we do akafos for the Torah, it is mutter to dance, mishum kavod haTorah. That's number one. And then he says, he talks about the kishkush pa'amonim. He says, but this is only tipuach v'rikud. He says, only the exact things that we mentioned of clapping and banging on something and to dance. But to bring out bells and to bring out actual musical instruments, that is totally usher. You can't do that even on Simchas Torah. If we skip to the Aruch HaShulchan now in source 9, the Aruch HaShulchan has another reason to be mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Ches, he sets it up with this question. I don't understand. How can Tosva say that? Number one, lo batla sibas, lo batla takanta. And number two, it's matzoi. What are you talking about? Any person who plays guitar knows how to tune their guitar. If they know what they're doing. Any person can fix a guitar string. A broken guitar string apparently is very easy to fix. So, what are you talking about that there's nothing that's shayach now? That it's not matzoi anymore. So he says, in Sif Tes, l'fia niyas daiti, nire tam poshut. Very simple reason why. Sibik v'rikud, shalano lo nasa me'olam. It was never usher, he says. Lo nesra me'olam. Chazal, when they made their takana, they never actually had intent for what we do nowadays. They had intent for these very set, sophisticated dances, like a very, I don't know exactly what it looked like. He doesn't really describe it. Like a flash mob, exactly, where it's very organized. When we dance on Simchas Torah, we dance at a wedding. It's usually a circle or a few circles. It gets pretty messy, pretty crowded, no organization. So the Aruch Shulchan says none of that is a problem. It's only the very, very organized dances that they had in the times of the Gemara. That's the only problem. But all of us have a heter totally fine. So that's another heter we have. We have three heterim now. We have Tosfos, quoted by the Ramah. We have Rav Moshe defending that heter and saying that the minhag is to be mekel, and I've seen many great people. And the Aruch Shulchan says that it's not even what we do nowadays. That gezeira was only on dancing that was organized and set. It had nothing to do with us. There is actually interesting tshuva from Rav Henkin. He quotes a Gemara He quotes Sefer Aguda. Rav Henkin quotes Sefer Aguda, who says that the only dancing that the Gemara was usher, that the Gemara ossered, was dancing that made noise. If it doesn't make noise, it's mutter. So that's another heter for dancing. So our dancing, which is just our feet, Rav Willig famously says this, as the Torah Shabbos says, Rav Avad Yosef says in Ichav Adas, Chelik Beis, Simen and Ches. They all say that when we walk around in our circle, our nice circle dance, we walk and we walk, and we're not like moving, we're not dancing. That's a shuffle. That's not a dance. And we walk in a circle, none of that is usher. So that's those three all say that when it comes to dancing, if you're not making any noise and you're not actually doing anything, you're not really dancing, you're just walking around in this nice slow shuffle, you're the outer ring at the wedding, you're not really dancing per se, you're walking. So that's another reason to be makel when it comes to dancing. So on Simchas Torah, we've already seen twice where the poskim have brought down that it's mutter, and we're about to see now, if you look at source number 11 and source number 12, the Magen Avraham says that on Simchas Torah, it is totally mutter, and the Prima Gadim quotes the Magen Avraham and says, totally fine as well. But he says that's only because there's Nizkar Heter, that there was a, it's brought down by Tosfos. Tosfos brings out a Heter for us, so that's the only time it would be okay to do a Shvos, to be over on a Derabanan. Any other time, though, it would not be okay to be over on any other Derabanan. And that's by Simchas Torah. And then we saw in general already that the Ramah and Rav Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan all had Snifim L'Hakel, all had reasons to be Mekel, and all had reasons that why it doesn't apply to us nowadays. Before we get into Simchas Torah specifically, the last point we're going to drive home, we should see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Source 8 also says, Yesh L'Hachmir. He says, if you look at Sif Katan Tes, he says, O Achas Keneged, Yon Elu Shemakim Ba'ama Ala Godel, Bini Ima, Va'osim Bezet Tnuos Arevos, Vizel Shasim Kederach Meshorim, Vimos Zeb Chazaka. He says, if you're doing it like a musician, you do it Bechazaka, anything like that, that would be a problem. But if you do it Bechazaka, Kedil Hakit L'Chaveiro Mishnaso, let's say your friend is taking a nice Shabbos afternoon nap, and he asks you to wake him up for Mincha, and so you give a nice clap on his bedside table or whatever it is, you bang really hard, that's totally fine, because that's not Derech Shir. But when it comes to Derech Shir, the Fi Masha Be'er Shitas Rashi, Masha D'Rashi Gam Adei Yishlachmer, Fchei Masha Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah is Messiahim, that we should be Machmer. And like Rav Moshe said also, like a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer when it comes to these things of clapping and dancing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, on Simchas Torah, we have only seen so far that it is mutter. How do I know it's encouraged? So the Mishnah Berurah, the very last source we have in the packet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishum Simcha. This is Simen Taf Reish Samach Tes. This is the only Simen in the Shulchan Aruch that has to do with Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So the Mechaber had written, the Shulchan Aruch had written that it's mutter Mishum Simcha. Like we had seen, mutter Mishum Simcha to dance on Simchas Torah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Kos of Ma'arik, B'shem Rav Haigon. The Ma'arik says, name of Rav Haigon, Yom Zer Regil Nasin L'Rakid Bo. We are Ragil, we are Noeg, to dance, on Simchas Torah. Afilu Kama Zekenim, B'shasha Or Mekilusim HaTorah. Everyone, young to old, whenever we do Hakafos, everyone dances. V'lachain, and therefore, Yesh Li Yisamitz Bazet, L'Rakid U'Lazamer L'Chavar HaTorah. Person should be very strong, and should miss Amitz, Chazak V'Yamatz, to sing and dance the Kavod HaTorah, K'mo Shekasuv Gabi David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom. Like we see by David HaMelech, when they were bringing the Aron into Yerushalayim for the first time in many, many years after the Plishtim had taken it over. They got it back, but they had kept it in a tent near Beit Shemesh for a while. And they were finally bringing it to Yerushalayim. That David HaMelech, at that time, they had this whole big parade. Mephazes u'mekarker b'chol oz l'fnei Hashem. He was dancing his head off. B'chol oz, with all the strength, he was dancing l'kavod HaTorah l'fnei Hashem. V'kakos m'shem Arizal. And the Arizal writes, they write in the name of the Arizal. Ve'idu al Arizal. And they also were made, they testified about him. She'omar, she'amala ha'alyona she'hisig. The reason, he says that the reason why he reached such a lofty level and got to become the Arizal and became so incredible in the world of Ruchnius was why? Ba'alo al yedei shehaya mesamech b'chol oz b'simcha shel mitzvah. Because on this night of Simchas Torah, he was mesamech b'chol oz, and he went crazy. Began al graz al kosu, and they write about the gra. Shehaya merakiz ne'asiv v'torah b'chol kocha. And Mishnah Berurah writes in his Sharat Zion, he has his Bir Alacha, where he goes in depth about something, and he has his Sharat Zion, where he usually just quotes footnotes, says, where did I get this from? Prima Gadim, Magen Avram, this, that. But in this Sharat Zion, sometimes he'll add in a one-liner or a two-liner in the Sharat Zion. And this Sharat Zion, it says, V'siyim Shom Rav Hagon. Rav Hagon went in the Shorash test that I quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. What is the Rav Hagon, right? Sha'al Yomar Ha'adam, a person should not say, it's beneath my kavod. Why should I go crazy and look like a fool and make myself look crazy and whatever in front of the Sefer Torah? People are going to lose respect for me. They're going to think that I'm like nothing. They see me, I'm usually serious, I'm put together, I'm refined. And now they're going to think I'm a nobody. Mishnah Berurah says, don't say that. This was the chet of Michal Bashaul. Sheishiv la David HaMelech al Hashalom. Miklosi od mizos. David HaMelech, when Michal tries to rebuke him for dancing with all of his might, David HaMelech says, what are you talking about? I wish I could go even lower, quote unquote. And I wish I could make myself even more mevuzeh, quote unquote. I wish I could be mevaz myself even more. I wish I could degrade myself even more for the kavod of Hashem and the kavod of the Torah. So that's the chizuk we have when it comes to Simchas Torah. Not only do all the poskim agree it is mutter, mishum simcha, mishum kavod Torah, mishum mitzvah, but the Mishnah Berurah quoting Rav Haigon, quoting the Arizal, quoting the Gra, says that not only can you should, with all of your might and with all your strength. And that's the basic overview of this sugya. Thank you, everyone. Oh, yeah.